Welcome back to Ungroundable with Lisa Schwartz and
Mom.
We're so excited to be back. This is the show where we break people down to their core memories and have them tell us secrets that they've been burying for a long, long time.
Yes.
Yes.
We can't wait.
We can't wait. Spill it. And today, we're so excited. I was very nervous about what I was going to wear today because we have like one of the OG fashion bloggers, my personal hero. I think I might be like single white female, like obsessed with her, to be honest. It might be a little creepy. I love her very deeply. And that's Rebecca of Mommy in Heels.
Love her.
I love her. And today we are going to be talking about potpourri, vomit, and egg in houses and cars.
Yeah, it's the best.
It's the best. We've got a lot to dive into. So shall we just dive right in?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Woo!
If your parents only knew of the shit you used to do, you'd be grounded for a long, long time.
Welcome, Rebecca. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yay!
I sometimes feel weird calling you Rebecca because you're just Mommy in Heels to me. Do a lot of people do that to you?
No. My friends do when they're making fun of me.
Totally.
Other than that, no, not really.
I didn't realize you were blogging right when you started getting pregnant or right when you were first pregnant with your first. So you've been doing this forever, which is so awesome. And I'm genuinely like, you're my friend, but I'm also a very huge fan. I just think what you're doing is phenomenal. But what was your name before Mommy in Heels? You were blogging as Mommy in Heels or just Rebecca?
I was always, well, I actually, it was when I was pregnant with Charlotte, my second,
Got it.
So I was already a mom. Yeah.
Got it.
So I was always Mommy in Heels. But the funny thing is, like, very rarely do I wear heels anymore. Like,
yeah.
The fact that, like, having to, like, wear heels, just, like, I have to know I'm going to be able to sit for, like little
extended periods. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Otherwise, like I used to teach high school years ago and I would teach all day in like 4-inch heels.
Whoa. Yeah. That's insane.
Wait, hot teacher. What did you teach?
Yeah.
I taught high school business classes.
No way.
Like, yeah. Like, cause I majored in business in college. And then after college, I was like, oh, I wish I would have gone into teaching. And so then I, at the time, there was such a need for teachers in Maryland that as long as you had a degree in like that subject, they would hire you with a stipulation that you had to get your teaching certificate. So I taught high school business for several years. I miss it sometimes, but it was definitely like, it was a lot. It was a lot.
Oh my God, hot teacher in heels. That should have been your blog. But now you have three kids. So I imagine that's just as challenging.
It is because I can't like when I was teaching, I could like leave the kids at the end of the day or be like, what? Get out of my classroom. I mean, I guess I can tell my kids to like get out or like leave or whatever, but like here, you know, I live with them. So
you're stuck with them for a while, but they're pretty. They're pretty stinking cute, I
would
say.
They're so cute. Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
What are their ages?
Ella is 14. Charlotte is just turned 10. And Cecilia will be 3 on Monday, actually.
Oh, 3.
Yeah. Oh. You just posted some great pictures of that. I mean, you always post great pictures. They're just so cute. And they look like they all just have their own sweet, fun personalities.
Yeah, so sweet.
They are very different. Like very different.
Oh, always.
For sure. Yeah. Yeah.
There are a lot. Well, who do you feel like is most like you when you were a kid?
I feel like Ella has a lot of aspects of me because we butt heads a lot. And like my husband's always the one when it comes to her, like he's the one telling me like walk away. Like I got it. Cause I go with Ella, I go from like 0 to angry very quickly. Whereas with Charlotte, Ryan is like that with her, where I'm like
Because there's like, so much to lie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Cecilia is up in the air. Yeah.
You know, it's funny that you say that. I've heard that actually from other mommy friends. They don't wear heels, but who said like the ones that drive them nuts of the two, because I have a lot of friends with two, are the ones that remind them the most of them. And I yes. that's fascinating to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. It's like little buggers.
Just, he is more good cop with Ella and I'm more bad cop, and it's the other way around with Charlotte. So it's funny.
How fascinating. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure that they are hiding all sorts of stuff from you that you don't know, even though I think you're the best mom ever, which brings us to the reason why we're doing this podcast is because when mom and I sort of, well, when I hit the age where I was like, oh, I'm an adult now, I could tell you all this like crazy stuff that I hid from you. It's like actually fun now.
And it I
feel
fun.
Like it's brought us together, even though I feel like you were a very open mom. And Rebecca, I think you're like this too, where you're pretty like forthright with your kids, right? You guys like, I feel like you're like cool mom and like have conversations with your kids.
Yeah, for the most part, I do. I feel like, because Ella's 14, she just started high school this year. So I feel like she's sort of at that age, you know, where she starts sharing things that like I didn't share with my parents. And we're getting there. I'm not quite sure how to navigate like certain things that
I was gonna ask
did.
You.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure yet. I don't think Ella will be the one that will have to like, you know, be worried about. I think it's Charlotte that will have to be like, got to keep an eye on her.
You got to keep an eye on. Well, will you share with us a little bit about your family and what it was like growing up in your house and what your parents mm-hmm. were like?
So I grew up in a small town in Pennsylvania called Hollidaysburg. And so both my parents were born and raised in Hollidaysburg. Their parents were there since like, I don't know, the 20s or 30s. So like,
oh wow.
We are very established there.
Are you guys the Hollidaysburgs?
No, but
is that part of your lineage?
No, it's not. It's not. I mean, maybe it is, but I don't think so. but like my dad taught his whole teaching career in the school district. My aunt was a teacher in the district. My uncle was the director of education.
Wow.
My grandmother was the meter maid. So like,
everyone
knew us.
I love that.
Oh, wow. This is like a Hallmark movie.
It is.
Well, I mean, not really. but my parents are, I was raised in a very like devout Catholic home. So like, every weekend
she went to Catholic
mass,
school.
Like every holy day mm-hmm. of obligation, like first communion, all of that.
Wow. A whole shebang. Yeah.
Yes. So like Saturdays, there was this place called Sir Skate where you could go to roller skate from like, I think it was like 2 to 4 or 1 to 4. And I always had to get picked up early to make it to 4 o'clock mass on Saturdays.
Oh,
and it was like,
oh man.
You know, like the end of the world, like nobody else has to get picked up early. So it was like, you know, just the worst, of course.
Bummer.
They were, I feel like out of all of my friends and all the people I hung out with, my parents were probably the most strict in that, like, I always had to be home first. It was always, you know, because this was like, sort of pre-cell phones. It was like, call when you leave, call when you get there, call if you like leave and go to someone else's house and stuff, which like that I'm a parent, I appreciate to an extent, but at the same time, it was like, you know, but they also did not do much when they were growing up. So I still, to this day, as a 40-year-old mother, still think that they were very naive in like a lot of things.
So they were just doing what they thought they were supposed to be doing.
Well, naive in that, like, I could tell them, like if I came home from being out and they'd be like, oh, you smell like smoke. Oh yeah, we went out to dinner and we had to sit in the smoking section at the restaurant.
Okay.
Thing.
So you knew how to cheat the system that was your naive parents. And you got to push the boundaries a little bit. Come on.
I have to say though, like there's absolutely no way that I would have been able to get away with anything that I did like now.
Because of cell phones or like...
Yeah. Cell phones, GPS.
Yeah. Oh, like, yeah.
I mean, you know, we have the Ring doorbell and stuff. So there's no way. So I'm thankful.
Rebecca and I were just at a wedding together. Were we talking to you about this? Where we're like, how do kids get away with stuff now with the Ring doorbells? Was that you that we were asking you guys?
We probably were. And they can't.
Because it's fascinating. No, you cannot. Like, you can't sneak out now with all these.
Sneak in or sneak out.
Yeah. Mom, whenever I come over to your house, you send me pictures of me coming in and coming out.
Yeah, that's
out.
Right. I have it.
Yeah. Everything's like being tracked. Yeah. It's wild.
Yeah, it really is.
Do you put those trackers on your kids? Do you track your kids?
I don't. No. Not yet.
Yeah. That seems extreme. But some parents like do put it on their shoelaces or something.
What?
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh my God.
Like the Apple AirTags?
Yeah.
I mean, I would do that for my
That's
suitcase.
That much.
Like when I was
for a suitcase. Yes, because well, your belongings are important. She just went on a cruise and none of her bags made it.
Oh no.
Nope.
Oh my God. That's terrible.
And her whole job is like, let
Close.
Me show you what I wear.
Oh no.
On my vacation.
You never got the suitcase?
No, I wear... What I wear on vacation is one outfit, one bathing suit, one pair of underwear, apparently.
Oh my God.
No, the best is that she's like, and they asked me, do you want me to do your laundry? And she's like, I'm not handing over my underwear because if you lose it, I'm really screwed.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. But really, this is a very important question I have for you. On behalf of my mother, what's the best underwear? She cannot find a pair of underwear.
I don't wear underwear.
She can't wear underwear because she can't find one that she's comfortable in.
I don't like the thing up the crack of my butt. I don't want to wear granny panties. I just don't like them.
Please.
Help me.
Help.
So I love, for bras, I love Warner's and Soma.
Okay.
Underwear, I wear
Knix.
KNIX.
Where do we get those?
What? Yeah. What's KNIX?
Online. I get mine online.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm actually wearing them right now. So.
Okay. Yes. Show us. No, it's okay. Mom, this was just an intervention.
That's right.
Mom, Rebecca and I have brought you here to tell you that sometimes you need to wear underwear.
Okay.
Not all the time, but there are occasions when you need to.
Like when?
Like probably right now when you're sitting on my chair in a short dress.
Yeah, but I'm all clean and stuff.
Okay, gross. all right, now that we know your background in terms of your family setup, and we know that you're able to pull the wool over?
Pull the wool over someone's eye.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I imagine there's some stories that you've been holding on to that you just have not revealed yet. And I'm wondering... If you feel like the time is now,
because it is now. So go, we're ready.
So my dad used to plan like bus tours. Like he would do chartered bus tours, just as like a hobby to like New York.
Wait, for like
to go where?
Like bus trips to like New York City or
Ooh.
Mainly we used to do like New York City a lot. So I like
just you as a family or he like,
no, like
got
he
the
would
town
organize.
Together.
Yeah. So like there was a bus company, a local bus company called Fullington Bus Company that was like, had like those really nice, like charter buses and So he would like organize bus trips and like people would pay like a certain amount and he would be like in charge of everything. So, growing up, like my brother and I had an older brother. He's 3 years older than me. So we would always go with them. But once we got into high school, we didn't go as much just because of like working and everything. So my parents would go away on the weekends. Not a lot.
Yes.
Oh,
but
boy.
Like here and there.
Oh boy.
And so we lived in the middle of nowhere, but like we had neighbors. So still to this day, I'm like, how did none of our neighbors like ever tell my parents? Especially we had an elderly couple, Hazel, Jim and Hazel, may they rest in peace. But Hazel knew everything about everyone. So I'm like, how did she never tell my parents anything? But maybe she was a badass in her heyday.
Hazel was
a
down bitch. Yes, or she couldn't hear.
Yeah, one or the other. Yeah, our house was too far away. She couldn't hear. Yeah. So like,
sweet baby Hazel.
My senior year of high school, like one of the weekends my parents were away, I decided to have a party. Naturally, my brother, bought all of our alcohol, and I remember him. Anytime we would have him buy our booze, he'd be like, make sure you scratch off the barcode. Cause he was like convinced that like, if we got caught, they could like
totally
track the barcode back to like,
right. Totally.
Oh my God. I wouldn't even think of that.
I mean, either.
That's such a myth, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So I would get like, you know, like get a knife and just like scratch the barcode. So like we had a party, and like, of course, everyone was like drinking, and my boyfriend at the time was there, and my cousin, Betsy, who we're a month apart in age and like, we're still like best friends and we grew up together, like went to high school together and stuff. So she was there. Like she was always a part of this. She was the first person I called when you asked me to do this. And she was like, cause I was like, what should I share? And she was like, she's like, who are you taking down with you is the question. When you share these stories, I'm like,
smart babe. Yeah.
Good question.
Yeah.
So, you know, this was in like, I graduated from high school in 2000. So this was like in the late 90s when like there were still like paper, college applications and stuff. So I was, you know, applying to colleges and stuff. And we had like this room. I grew up in like a split level house. My parents still live in it. And one of the rooms in the house is like, we call it the dining room, but it has like a computer in it and like one of those old school like phone tables where it has like a little seat with like the table next to it. With like the
I love those. Yeah. I love those.
So like next to the computer, we had like a stack of, you know, my college applications. And then next to that was like this like wooden decorative bench with like decor on it. And in the center of it was this like fake pie that was like, had potpourri in it.
Yes. Yes. And yes.
I love those.
Yes. That like brings back such a memory. Totally. Yeah, that's such those. A specific. That's so specific.
Like correct. 90s. Yes.
Potpourri like, really had its moment.
It did. It did. So like this one kid who will remain nameless.
Yes.
And
bless.
Is now, I'm pretty sure he's a school administrator, I believe, now.
No.
Which is funny.
Oh, funny.
Yeah. He was like shit-faced, like everyone. And next thing I know, he's like like barfing everywhere. He throws up in our like dining room. He throws up on the bench, on the potpourri pie.
The potpourri pie.
The potpourri pie.
No.
He like ran into the kitchen and there were like, it was like a double sink and there were clean dishes like on the right side because we didn't have a dishwasher. So he threw up like all over the clean dishes. I can still hear my friend saying, all over the clean dishes. and then some of it landed on my college applications.
Yeah. But I knew that was coming.
What do you do? Because they weren't like readily available. Like you couldn't go online and like print them off or anything.
Print them off? Totally.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Like you had to like, I feel like you had to like request to have them like sent to you in the mail or something.
I think you're right.
Oh,
or your college, like your liaison.
Guidance counselor, whatever.
Yeah. Counselor.
Guidance counselor.
Yeah.
I forgot about that till this moment.
Yes. Ugh. So I wiped it off. Like in the moment I was like, okay. Bleh. And I just wiped it off.
What school was it? Do you remember what school?
I am like 99% sure it was where I ended up going.
Where you ended up?
Which, because I applied to Elizabethtown College, which is where I ended up going. And then I applied to Point Park in Pittsburgh and Duquesne, also in Pittsburgh. So those were the only three schools that I applied to.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. And I wiped it off and I don't know.
I have so many questions.
You know, what's your question?
What was he drinking?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Cause this seems like he had a lot coming out.
And what was coming out with it?
Honestly, I can't remember. He definitely, like, I feel like anytime I was at a party, like he was also there as well. So I feel like a lot of it was probably liquor, maybe.
Was it?
I don't know what kind of liquor.
I was going to be like, was it blue? Was it like a pucker?
No. I remember having, I won't say what color it was, but it was not blue. But I feel,
and what happened?
I feel like it could be mistaken for like a coffee stain or something.
Oh, okay.
I'm just so studious sipping my coffee while fill out my college applications.
While doing my applications. Mm-hmm. But most importantly, what happened to the potpourri pie?
Yes.
I wiped it off as best as I could, and it remained. It remained.
Is it still there?
Yeah, I was just gonna ask.
I will have to look and see, because I think my mom moved it, because anytime I have like three friends from high school that I'm still like super close with, and we still talk about the potpourri pie.
Yes.
And it wasn't on.
Your mom's like, it's not smelling good.
No, it smells kind of weird. But I mean, it stayed on this like decorative bench for like years and years.
Mm. If it still exists, will you please send us a picture?
Oh yeah. We got to see it.
I will. I'm going to be going home, actually.
Thank you.
Probably within the next week or so. And I will be sure to hunt it down and snap a pic.
Oh, please.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you got to.
Please. That is a brilliant story. I love that you always had a party. I feel like, were you the party house? Were you the go-to?
Yes, we were. Because like my brother, being 3 years older than me, he always had parties too. I was on a bus trip once with my parents and he called and was like, people showed up at our house saying they heard there was a party, because the neighborhood we lived in was called West. There was a West Loop and an East Loop, and we lived in West Loop. And he was like talking to my parents and was like, people showed up and they heard that there was a party. And I tried to tell them there wasn't, and they got mad and started kicking in the door. Cause we had one of those old school, like screen doors where like the bottom half is like metal.
Yeah.
And the top half is like a screen.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, they just started kicking it in. And my parents, I distinctly remember we were standing in a hotel room in the Hotel Edison in New York City. And he's telling my parents a story over the phone. And they're oh my gosh, it's like, that's okay. Like, is everyone okay? Blah, blah, blah.
They're believing it.
I can't believe they thought there was a party. Yes. And I'm standing there like, are you fucking kidding me? Like they bought every single word. I'm like, no. So, I mean, between my brother and I, we for sure had our share of parties. I don't know where the bravery came from, because
you had Hazel. That's why.
We looked it out over. Yeah.
You had Hazel.
We did have Hazel. We did.
Yeah, she was looking out after you.
She was the lookout.
I feel like I ask this for everyone that has parties at their house. Did you read the good snack house also?
No, because remember we talked about this at the wedding.
Was your mom Weight Watchers house?
Generic food.
Oh, generic brand house.
Yes.
Yeah.
We had like no good
Everyone
snack.
Has one category.
Yeah, we were generic.
Oh, no. Like,
that's nothing. Right. We talked exclusively about mm-hmm. this.
But it, you know, like nobody cared about, because in high school, like all you care about is like when you're drinking and stuff, you just want to get completely shit-faced and not like,
sure. No, I need like, a chip.
Care.
What's
now
that
I
about?
Do.
Back
now
in the day,
like,
you don't, yeah, now we need chips. Back in the day, you didn't eat and
Ugh,
no, you I don't just know. Drank.
She's acting all high and mighty. You were just boozing too.
A chip, a French fry, something.
Wait, do you hide your booze from your kids? Or do you not leave them alone in the house?
We don't hide it at all. And I mean, we do. We'll leave them home alone. But like Ella is very much a rule follower. Like she's the type of friend that is like, guys, we shouldn't be doing this.
Oh, sweet
wow.
thing.
Whereas Charlotte is not.
Uh-oh,
that.
Charlotte.
Yeah.
Here comes Charlotte.
Yeah.
Here comes Charlotte ready to party.
Yeah. So we now, but I mean, maybe someday we will.
Are you going to be the parents that are like, if you want to
try it with us. Try it at home.
I don't know. Because my parents most definitely were not. I mean, like, when I was home for my bachelorette party and bridal shower, like Ryan and I were already living together at that point. Like we had an apartment together and he came home as well that weekend with me. And my parents made him sleep on the sofa bed and I had to sleep it's still like,
oh my,
they were like very much like that, even into adult.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I think there's something kind of sweet about that.
Yeah.
It's so naive at that point, but like stick to your guns, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess it was kind of, you know, like the my house, my rules kind of thing.
Yeah.
I guess. So.
Yeah. I respect that.
I do.
You never had any rules, really.
I had no rules.
Yeah. Look at me now.
Turn out great now.
I feel like you have another one inside of you that you've been like needing to get out. Is this true?
I have
tell
a
us
lot.
Your sins, child.
I have a lot. There are some that I'm like, I was thinking, and I'm like, no, I'm going to take that to the grave. I think.
Yes. You know what? I appreciate that. That means you've had some fun times.
That's true.
Yes. Yes. So when I was in 10th grade, I had a like my first serious boyfriend from like part of 9th to part of 10th. Like we were each other's like just
That's
like first
deal.
Like real relationship. Yeah. And he broke up with me. So like as you know, teenagers do, they're just like, well, we can't be friends with both of you. So like we have to choose.
Pick sides.
And so they chose mm-hmm. him. So I was, so I was kind of left like, you know, like, what do I do? So my one friend who, like we were friends, but we didn't really hang out. She kind of like took me under her wing and I started hanging out with her and her group of friends. And I ended up like, it actually kind of worked out for the better in the long run because I was like a floater in high school. Like I had like different groups of friends and like I appreciate
that
me now,
too.
For sure. And so we used to just hang out at her house all the time and just like drink and smoke. Like I used to go home high like all the time. I would drive
in high school. Oh my God.
Yes.
Wow.
I would drive home like with
small town.
I do not recommend this. This is not okay.
Yeah, we're gonna like, go ahead and say ex-nay on this idea. Yes.
Hindsight, like not okay. Like probably one of the dumbest things I could have ever done. So like we would just hang out in her basement. And so among this group of friends of like my ex-boyfriend. There was this one guy who was like, he was just such a fucking douchebag. Like he was cocky. He just was like, just such a jerk.
There's always one.
And like, we never got along. And I don't know why he hated me, but like, I was just always like, you suck. Like, I don't like you. And then he was even more of a jerk after the breakup. And I'm like, I don't even know you. Like, what's your problem? So
that's a very mature like thing to be with boys at that age. Like, I commend you for that. I feel like I would never say anything like against anyone because I was too afraid.
Where the story goes is not, I was not mature.
Not that nice.
Okay.
Not at all.
Well,
not at all.
Build you up before we take it down.
No. So they all hung out at the one guy's like basement. They always were at his house, like hanging out in his basement. So I was at my friend's and naturally we were like drinking and whatever. And I have no clue how this came about, but somehow it ended up being a good idea for me to, and some of my girlfriends to egg this guy's car. So, and they, the house was like close to where we were. So again, I don't recommend getting in a car after you've been drinking.
Right.
So we,
different times,
yes, different times.
We grabbed some eggs, hopped in the car, and just went and just like pelted his car. It was like a tan.
Yes.
I want to say it was like a Toyota Camry type. Like, it was like a tan, like pearly color. And I just like, we pelted his car with eggs.
We're going to take a quick break. And then we actually have some people that have been listening to this podcast submit their stories that they've been holding on. A few of which, funny enough, had said, I'm taking this to the grave with me, but then all hell broke loose.
Yeah, that's right.
So we will be right back. And I would love if you would stay and join us to talk about those. All right, be right back. We just wanted to take a little break to say a big old thank you to you guys for supporting our show. We are newbies in this podcast world. And
we are having so much fun. We hope you are too.
Yeah. So please be sure to let us know by rating and leaving good comments, giving it a thumbs up, sharing it with your friends. All those things that you do on the internet to support sad people like us. Make sure that you do it. We really appreciate it. Also, we're about to share some of your stories, but if you want to submit a story, if you haven't already, or if a memory from your childhood has just flashed back into your brain, head over to ungroundablepodcast.com and you can leave your anonymous stories there. I feel like late night mom goes in there and leaves stories.
Oh, yes, I do. You and know? Good comments. I leave all the good comments.
And good comments as well. Also, guys, if you want to head over to our Patreon, we have a party going on Patreon, all right? You can come hang out with other members. There's early episode access. You can check out bonus episodes, including a whole nother show that I'm doing with my husband, Jeff, called Sidebar. It's the only place also to get the full video podcast and .. more. So head over to patreon.com/ungroundablepodcast. Mm-hmm. Also, shout out to Sparklerific. I can never say that. It's a mouthful. Say it.
Sparklerific.
Say it like three times. Sparklerific.
Okay.
One of our latest patrons who is just so supportive, wonderful, and lovely. Thank you for joining the Patreon party. We're going to be doing some lives soon over there as well. I've never done a live thing. I've been talking about it for literally years. So we're going to be doing that over on Patreon soon. So head on over. Let's get back to Rebecca because we got more to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
More barf to cover.
Let's so do true. This.
We are back, folks, and we have some submissions. I have not looked at these, so I apologize in advance if I say anything inappropriate.
Please do.
And if you guys want to submit your stories, if you haven't already, or if you have more, you can go to ungroundablepodcast.com. All right. First up is I used to play something called car tag. Funny enough, we're talking about cars. Car tag in high school, which was incredibly stupid, where a friend and I would be in one car and two other friends would be in another car. The person who was it would chase after the other car, throwing rolls of nickels at the car. Oh. If you hit the other car, they were it. If my parents ever knew I was playing real life Mario Kart at 16 years old, they would have grounded me, but also killed me.
Oh my God.
That's like taking the eggs up
a notch.
Yes. But like, why rolls of nickels? Like, why nickels?
Because that's a dent.
Yeah. But why not quarters? Why not pennies?
Yeah, yeah.
Why not pennies?
Or rock? Yeah. Like, or just a rock?
Something else.
I feel like a rock would be like the same effect.
Nickels. So specific.
You couldn't do that.
Yes, it is. And like, who has rolls of nickels?
But very specific.
Depending on how old this person is, like cash, people had cash more back then.
Oh, yeah. Like, and do you remember you guys bought us, do you remember those like old, they were like a plastic thing that you would put the paper rolls in and you would put, the coins in?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. The nickel throw.
Why rolls of nickels? Yeah.
We need the details on the nickels. Also, do you remember like back in the day, and you know this, because I think this happened to you, kids would stand like on overpasses and throw down rocks.
Yes. So dangerous.
So dangerous. And like, you actually can kill somebody that way. And I think that happened not that long ago.
I think it did.
And the kid like went to jail, for life. Yeah, because like but that's one of those things when you're a kid, at least back in the day before the internet existed and stuff, you don't know. And like this nickel thing, this is like tragic. Like this in theory could have been a tragedy, man.
It's kind of like a Jackass movie thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's beyond Jackass.
How?
Yeah. Jeez. So yeah, don't throw rocks. And this nickel thing is horrendous. But I'm glad you got out of it. I also like the reference to it being like a Mario Kart at 16 years old. I mean, good for you. I'm glad you all came out on top.
Yeah.
I want to know what you... Well, also, did they go and pick up the nickels? There's a lot of like
pieces
here.
I got to stop at the bank first. Yeah.
Yeah.
My roll of nickels, sir.
I'm not going to rob the bank. Like, I just need a roll of nickels.
Lot? Yeah. Like, would you do it like in a secluded parking lot? Like where did this happen?
Yeah, for whoever submitted this, I'm going to need a follow-up. So if you want to send in a video explaining, we'll put that on our Patreon. We need something. We feel incomplete, but we're also glad you're okay.
Yeah.
Right. Here's our next one. 1 week, we had a kid from France stay with my family for something called the Maccabee Games, which is like a Jewish Olympics for kids. He was 14 and I was 17. I wanted to show him a good time. So one night, I took him out to a friend's basement. Everything happens in basements.
Yes.
Everything happens.
We don't have basements.
We don't have them here, but all of our guests have talked about basements, and we need to get ourselves a basement.
Let's get one.
So one night, we took him out to a friend's basement, walking distance down the block, and got him hammered, as you do apparently in basements.
Yeah.
So hammered that when we stumbled home, he threw up all over himself. I had to get him cleaned up. And so I put him in the shower and got him cleaned up. Somehow my parents didn't wake up and I got him to sleep. He did not win the medal at the games the next day.
Of course not.
I wonder why.
Oh.
So many stories about...
We've all had them.
We've all had them. One time we threw a party at the house when you and Dad were gone, and Adam...
Oh, you did?
Still to this day denies it, my brother. But he for sure threw up all over the bathroom rug.
Oh, he did?
For sure it was him, and he denies it to this day, but we had to throw out the rug.
You had a party at the house?
Yeah.
Did you not notice that you got a new bathroom rug?
Did you get me a new bathroom rug?
I think so. You know, the 80s blue shag rug.
So you just got the same. Oh, okay.
The same, you know, Target provides, but new. Yeah. But we've all had those throw up moments.
Oh God, they're the worst.
Yeah.
They are. You have any memories?
You never forget them.
I went to a party with my girlfriend and we drank Ripple, which probably you've never heard of.
No.
It was like a screw top wine.
Oh.
And we ate some, whatever they were, chips or whatever. I got so hammered. Thank God my girlfriend was driving the car, and I rolled the window down on my mom's Mustang that she didn't know we stole. And I rolled the window down and I was throwing this stuff
out the window.
Because I didn't want to get her car messed up.
But did it fly back?
Yes, yes. It did.
And never a good idea.
All on the side of the car.
Yeah. You think it's a good idea.
And then there were just chunks of stuff in my hair because I used to have long hair. It wasn't pretty. It was so bad.
But we survived, guys. We all survived together. We're still here.
We did.
Grew up to be like upstanding citizens. I think.
Yes, I think so too. Look at us, guys. Let's give ourselves a round of applause. I'm like still concerned and sweating over this nickel story. So I'm going to need a follow up on that.
I do need a follow up. I do. Like, I have a lot of questions about that. Because I also feel like egging this kid is straightforward, but nickels, like,
I agreed. Nickels is like downright dirty.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, but like kind of badass.
Yeah, well, like windows up. Like, would their windows be up in the car, or were their windows down?
That's not good. Because wouldn't it crack?
Yeah, but how do they toss them? So many unanswered questions here. Yeah. So we might have to have you back for part two. Of this potpourri pie. Oh, and yeah, and we're obsessed with the potpourri pie.
Obsessed.
Yeah, so many epic images in my head of potpourri. Potpourri. Did potpourri ever make a comeback?
No, it was like
it didn't.
It just smelled very like fake and like manufactured.
Right? Wasn't it like watercolored wood chips with perfume on it? You guys had so much potpourri in the house.
Did we?
Yeah. We had like a designer come in at one point, remember? And she like redid the house and she got all these weird like accoutrements and like it was all potpourri based.
Funny.
Yeah. I'm sure it's still in the house.
But did you have a potpourri pie is the question.
No.
Never.
And
never.
I wish that we had.
I know.
I really wish
that I missed that
had.
One.
I miss it. But I feel like all of our potpourri is peach. Everything was peach.
Wait, I know. I'll get that for you for Christmas.
No, I don't want that for Christmas.
Is it too late to send you a wedding present?
Only if you put it on your blog and we can click on the link and you can get some payback for.
can I?
Please put potpourri on your next like must have of the month. Speaking of which, can you tell everyone where we can find you and what we should be looking for in the upcoming months with you and Mommy in Heels?
Well, potpourri's making a huge comeback this season. So.
If anyone could bring back a trend, it's definitely you.
There you go.
Thanks. You can find me on Instagram at Mommy in Heels, like all one word, lowercase. MommyInHeelsBlog.com is my blog because I'm still old school and I have like an actual
I love your blog.
Thank you. So those are, and I'm on TikTok as well, Mommy in Heels. So, but
you're so cool.
I dabble in TikTok. People are so mean on that. So
are they? I think that's why I've avoided it. I just
I
can't.
That's what I heard.
I can't. I don't have the heart. Really?
I don't get it.
People are so mean. Yeah.
Oh my God. Just like what? Criticizing everything?
Yeah. I had a video go viral last year because when I make Charlotte her salads for her lunch sometimes, I'm like too lazy to like get out a cutting board and knife. So I get her baby carrots and I literally just like bite them into pieces. And like, who gives a shit? And so I made a funny TikTok and posted it. And people like ripped me for it.
Like child abuse?
Like that's
like slobber
disgusting.
Or what?
Like you're so sick. Like, well, I'm like, okay, like she eats her boogers, probably. Like, you know, my kids have like thrown up in my face, like sneezed in my face.
Oh,
like, you know.
Yeah. I am them, they are me. I think it's fine.
Yeah. People are like
crazy.
What if she shares that at school? I'm like, what kid do you know? Is like, can I have some of your salad, please? Can I trade my Twinkie for your baby carrots?
Break.
Please. So yeah, people are a little mean.
Oh,
on
I
TikTok,
gotta have that
so.
Carrot.
Oh God. Well, I think you're fabulous. So many things I love about you. You're just real and you're just fun. And
thanks.
We should all be so lucky to be a mommy in heels who doesn't wear heels anymore.
That's right.
No, I got these on today. These nice big clunkers.
Oh, love those.
What brand is that?
Universal. Sam Edelman.
We love a Sam.
Nice.
Well, we'll be buying from you all year long. We thank you so much for joining us and for sharing your stories.
Great stories.
Love you.
See you
later. Yeah.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Bye. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
What a time we had.
Oh my God, the stories.
You know, I think her and I are around the same age. So everything like she says, I like have visceral memories. Like,
of course.
Very similar ones. The potpourri really took me back.
Grandma
have potpourri growing up?
Oh, for days.
Really? No, just bags of it too, right?
And after a while, it just didn't smell. I didn't get it. It was just sitting in a bowl.
Just sat in a bowl, getting the dust. And vomit, apparently. This was awesome. Guys, thank you so much. If you enjoy this, of course, please give us a solid comment, a solid shout out, share with your friends, all those things that we continue to tell you. Also, as always, there will be clips on YouTube. So head on over. Mm-hmm. You might be there right now. If you're, hi, nice to see ya. And also, if you want to see the full video in its entirety, and watch my mom's beautiful reactions, head over to Patreon, patreon.com/ungroundablepodcast. Lots going on over there. There's some cool perks for our friends. Sidebar with me and Jeff, a whole nother show. You can hang out with the Ungroundable member community. And I am very active in it. I've already posted some stuff on there. So get on over there for some early access, exclusive live stream hangouts. Like I said, all those things, guys, you know how Patreon works. We're the newbies to all this, but they know you guys are the experts. Again, patreon.com/ungroundablepodcast. Any final last words?
And be nice about it.
Oh, and be nice about it. Yeah. Oh, well, speaking of being nice, like Rebecca said, speaking of TikTok. Yeah. Speaking of being nice, like Rebecca said, be nice on TikTok because we're over there. You can hang out with our podcast family over there at Human Content Pods. That handle is Human Content Pods, also on Instagram. Any final last words?
Be kind, be nice, leave nice comments.
Don't drink an egg and...
What?
Drink and throw eggs.
Oh, yeah, don't do that.
And don't nickel.
Oh, what's with the nickels?
And save your nickels for...
A rainy day.
A rainy day. We love you guys. We're your hosts, Lisa Schwartz and...
Mom
Schwartz. Special thanks to our guest, Rebecca, also known as Mommy in Heels. Our executive producers are me, Lisa Schwartz, Aaron Corney, Rob Goldman, and Shanti Brooke. Our editor and engineer is Jason Portizo. Our music is by Omer Benzvi. And our theme song is performed by Leah Donovan Jones. This is Ungroundable with Lisa Schwartz and Mom. And it's a Human Content production. The caffeine has kicked in.
For you, I haven't had any.
You've been confident.